And it says, if you deny him, he will deny you. Okay? If you deny him on earth, if you cut him off from getting to other people through you, you know, you're supposed to talk to other people and spread the gospel and share Jesus with these people. Okay, if you deny him on earth, when your time comes, when you breathe your last breath, at that point, he's going to deny you to the Father. So it makes perfect sense here, guys, how all this makes sense. So you have to ask yourself, do you want to do this the easy way? Do you want to find out the easy way, which is the way you're finding out right now? Or do you want to find out the hard way? All right, the only problem is finding out the hard way, it's too late. Okay, you can't get in. The minute your heart stops beating and you take your last breath, you're going to know right away whether you decided correctly or not while you were here on earth. The only problem is it's too late. Okay, at that point, nobody can come save you. No one's going to come rescue you. Okay, you had all the warnings and you spit on the warnings. Okay, there's an expression that you'll hear people say. They say people on earth hate to hear the word repent. People in hell wish they could hear it one more time. But again, guys, it's too late. If you die in your sins, you can't get into heaven. All right? The reason being is it's too pure. It's too holy. So if your soul is filthy, it'll contaminate the environment. God wants you to be able to come in, but he can't let you in because you'll contaminate the environment. So there's only one other place you can go, and that's where you're going to go. And when God throws you there, he leaves you there, and then he forgets about you, and you're there for eternity. Here's another way to look at it. Let's say there's a banquet at a five-star hotel, and all the men have white tuxedos on, and all the women have these beautiful white dresses on. And the place is beautifully decorated. It's got chandeliers and lighting and flowers and fountains and white linens all over the place. It's like being in paradise. There's not a speck of dirt on the floor. The floors are so clean you can eat off of them. And all the people there are good, hardworking, honest people that other people like to be around. Okay? And the best food is served, the best champagne is served, the best wine is served. And again, it's just like being in paradise. And some other guy comes along and he wants to get into the party, but he hasn't taken a shower in a month. He hasn't washed his clothes in weeks and weeks, and his hair's greasy. He's dirty. He smells like body odor and cigarettes and alcohol, and he just stinks. And every other word that comes out of the guy's mouth is the F word. Okay. And he wants to get into the party. Do you really think those people that are sitting in that banquet are going to let that guy in? That they want him to sit there with them? They wouldn't even let the guy in the front door. They'd say, you can't come in here, buddy. What are you, crazy? Get out of here. All right? And that's what it's like when someone with a filthy, wretched soul tries to get into heaven. God can't let them in because they'll pollute the environment. All right? Do you think God is going to spend eternity with that person that I just described? He's not going to let them into his kingdom. So the people that I just described at this banquet, they earned the right to be in a beautiful place around good people, eating the best food and drinking the best wine. The other guy didn't earn it. He doesn't deserve it. He didn't work hard to get there. The people that are in the banquet, they worked hard their whole life so they can enjoy nice things and be around nice people in a beautiful setting. So that's a way to look at it. Now, someone will hear this analogy that I just made, and they're going to come back with, well, doesn't God love everyone? Isn't he a loving God? He is a loving God, but he's also a righteous judge. Here's another analogy. Let's say there's a guy and he murders someone's son. Okay. And it's not an accidental death. It's a cold, calculated murder. And he's standing in the courtroom in front of the judge. And the victim's parents are there. His brothers and sisters are there. His aunts and uncles, his whole family's there waiting to hear the sentence that gets brought down on this criminal, on this murderer. And the judge says, I'm going to give you 90 days probation for committing that murder. And the family hears this and they're outraged and they're wondering what's going on. And the judge says, I'm giving him 90 days probation because I'm a loving judge and I love everybody the same. My officers love everybody. My court clerks love everybody. Everybody loves everybody. It's a big love fest. So I'm just going to give him 90 days probation for the murder that he committed. Would that seem fair? Of course not. Okay. It's not fair to the parents, the brothers and sisters, the aunts and uncles, the grandparents. And that's what it's like if someone sins their entire life and people think that that person's going to get the same reward that other people worked for their whole life by being obedient, following God's laws, sharing the gospel with other people. All right. That's how dumb it is to believe in once saved, always saved, if you go by that analogy that I just made. So in closing, God is a loving God, but again, he's also a judge and he has to be righteous and he has to be just. You know, he wants to let those people in, but he can't let them in because they'll pollute the environment. They're going to be there for eternity. There's no way that's going to happen. So take a look at some of the other pages on the website. There's some very eye-opening videos from people that give testimonials, okay? So there's nothing more important than this, guys. It's where you're going to be forever, for eternity. So thanks a lot for listening, and God bless.